McDonald alongside Jake Ricker, live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Dunedin, Florida, TD Ballpark. Site of today's Florida State League game between the visiting St. Lucie Mets and the homestanding Dunedin Blue Jays, with a single-A affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Tonight, we bring you game four of a six-game series, with first pitch coming up at 6:30. And for the Mets, they're trying to end a current eight-game losing streak and end this horrific month of May with the positive, which would be a win. There certainly haven't been many this month, as the Mets are 4-22 in May. They're in the midst of losing 22 out of 24 games. Yesterday was another painful night for the Mets. They hit three home runs as a team. They had back-to-back home runs by Hernandez and Rosa. Their starting pitcher, Jack Weninger, went seven innings, no walks, 12 strikeouts, and the Mets did not win this ballgame. Somehow, Dunedin pulled out a 5-4 win in extra innings. The second straight day, Dunedin has walked off the Mets. And Jake, for the Mets, that's the ninth time this year they have been walked off in extra innings on the road. Ninth time they've been walked off, period, on the road in 27 games. That's literally every three road games. They're right there. They just can't quite get the win.
It's been so tough, especially, you know, it's hard on a team when you're that close, but yet so far when you can't just get over that last little hump. But you look at the last couple of games, there's a lot of positives taken away. Weninger was fantastic his last time out. The Mets had so many home runs. Hernandez and Rosa went back-to-back in that game. So if they can just get a little bit over that hump and finish off strong, they're right there, and they can definitely win these games. It's not like you're getting blown out every single day and really struggling. They've played well. They just haven't been able to play a full, consistent nine innings, which is what they're going to have to do. That's just the way things have been going for them this month.
Dunedin leads this series 3-0. They've won the three games by a combined five runs. Three on Tuesday, one run on Wednesday, and then one run last night. Mets come into today's game with a 14-34 record. Dunedin comes in 25-33. The Blue Jays, very streaky. They won six games in a row, then lost three in a row, but now they've won five in a row. A couple against Bradenton over the weekend, and these first three against the Mets. Taking a look at the entirety of the East Division standings, in the Florida State League, Palm Beach is 28-20, a one-game lead on Jupiter, which is 27-21. Both of those teams are 3-0 this week. Daytona, the Mets' next opponent, 22-26. Tortugas have lost 16 of 21, and the Mets at 14-34 are 14 games out. In the West Division, Clearwater is 35-15. Lakeland, 31-17, two games back. Clearwater won a game yesterday against Lakeland 15-5. Jordan Byers hit three home runs, including a grand slam and a 9 RBI for the Threshers. Dunedin trying to hang in there, but realistically not in the race. Eight games back with 18 to play, 25-23 record. Bradenton 21-26. Fort Myers 20-27. Way back, Tampa 18-30. They are in last place. Other games in the Florida State League today. Tampa is at Palm Beach at 6:30. Palm Beach leads that series 3-0. Lakeland at Clearwater at 6:30. Lakeland up 2-1 in that series. Jupiter at Daytona at 6:35. Jupiter's won all three games in that series. Bradenton at Fort Myers at 7:05. Series tied 1-1. They were rained out yesterday. They'll do the doubleheader on Sunday. Interesting. And once again, first pitch here at TD Ballpark is scheduled for 6:30. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When Jake and I return, we'll bring you the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's Florida State League game between the Mets and the Jays.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here at TD Ballpark. Just had the plate meeting conclude. Yukari De La Cruz doing the honors for the Mets. Peter Strzoberski, the position coach for the Blue Jays, had the honors today. Umpires for today's ball game: Alan Bryan behind home plate calling his own balls and strikes. We welcome the challenge system back for the first time this series. Will Pascal is the base umpire. Starting pitching matchup will begin with the visiting Mets. It's the lefty Franklin Gomez, just 18 years old, 6 foot, 145 pounds from Venezuela. This will be his ninth game with St. Lucie and his fifth start. He's 1-2 with the 4.26 ERA. He had a very good outing last week, Jake, against Clearwater, one of the toughest teams in the league.
Yeah, Gomez, who's only 18 years old, has been pitching very well overall. You look at the last time out, 5 1/3 innings pitched. Gave up that one home run, which was the three earned runs that he had in that game. But overall, 8 strikeouts. He was perfect up through the first three innings, so pitching very well. And on the other side of the things, a very similar pitcher for the Blue Jays in Fernando Perez, 3.64 ERA with 48 strikeouts. Both these guys pitch very quickly, especially when they get going. So we should be in for maybe a little bit of a fast pitcher's duel today.
Yeah, Perez, 20 years old from Nicaragua, gets the start for the Blue Jays. He's been at Dunedin all season long. So very young pitchers in today's game. They have a lot to match up to compared to yesterday with Weininger and Rogers on the mound, as Weininger went 7 and Rogers pitched into the 6th. The lineups will begin with the visiting Mets. Boston Barrow is going to lead off and play short. Jesus Baez bats second. He's the DH. Ronald Hernandez making a push for FSL Player of the Month. Hits third. He's the catcher. Jeffrey Rosa hits cleanup. He's in right. Colin Houck at third base batting fifth. Starling Mercado hits sixth. He's the first baseman. Lee Fanyas bats seventh. He's in left. Kevin Vivasencio eighth. He's at second. Diego Mosquera bats ninth. He's in center. For the Blue Jays, Gene Joseph will lead off and play center. Manuel Beltre bats second, plays short. Joanhel Aponte is hitting 30s and right. Alexis Hernandez batting 500 this week with 6 hits, a couple of home runs, bats cleanup, he's in left. Christian Feliz tied the game in the 9th yesterday, won the game in the 10th, bats 5th, he's the DH. Edward Duran is the catcher, hitting 6th. Bryce Arnold, who homered yesterday into the wind, it's 7th. He's at 2nd. Daniel Perez hits 8th. He had the walk-off hit on Wednesday night. And Marcos De La Rosa rounds out the Blue Jays order. He's the third baseman. We will pause now for the national anthem. And then when we come back on the broadcast, we should be close to first pitch on this sunny and hot Friday in Dunedin, Florida.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still
with that, it's just about go time for the Mets and the Blue Jays. Going to meet for the fourth of their six games this season. Tonight, game four of a six-game series at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead the series 3-0 with the +5 run differential. Teams will not meet in Port St. Lucie in 2024, so this is the Mets and Blue Jays' only time to tangle in the regular season. Mets have not had a very fun time here at TD Ballpark in the last two seasons. They're just 1-8 since the start of 2023 here at TD Ballpark, but they won the most important one in recent history. They won game one of the Florida State League Championship Series in 2022. Carlos Dominguez erasing a one-run ninth-inning deficit with the two-run homer, sparking the Mets to that sixth FSL championship in their team history. Fortunately, the Mets whopping 60 games under 500 since. But it's a new day, and maybe today will be the day that the Mets start to turn it around as the Blue Jays are led out onto the field by their starting pitcher, Fernando Perez. And now we're going to turn the broadcast over, the play-by-play, to Jake Ricker. He's going to have it for all nine. I'll pipe in occasionally, but you're going to hear a lot of Jake Ricker tonight. Not so much of me. I'm sure you're all tired of me. So, Jake, have at it.
Never tired of you, Adam. Mets getting ready to take and start off this inning here. Boston Barrow is going to lead it off for them. He was 1-for-3 yesterday, batting .261, had that big home run in last night's game. The ball was flying out of the ballpark, and the wind again blowing out towards right field, so maybe have a good chance of seeing some more home runs again today with those flags whipping out of the ballpark.
Yeah, it's not as fierce as it has been the first 3 days, but first three games of this series producing 11 home runs, 6 for Dunedin, certainly one yesterday, absolutely helped out by the wind. The Bryce Arnold home run, and then 5 by the Mets this week, so they've taken advantage of their time here at TD Ballpark, probably the most home run friendly ballpark given the dimensions along with the wind.
Perez still warming up, getting ready to go, and now we mentioned he is a very similar pitcher to Franklin Gomez. Both of them had similar outings in their last games. Throw down to second is now complete, so Boston Barrow will get set to come up to the batter's box. And it will be underway momentarily.
Leading off for the St. Lucie Mets, shortstop number 10, Boston Barrow.
Barrow up in the batter's box. And it's game time here at TD Ballpark. Perez takes the mound and comes set. First pitch is lined into right field, and that's going to be caught for the first out, and we are officially underway for this one.
Yeah, well struck by Boston Barrow, just could not get it to drop. But certainly an aggressive approach, got a pitch to hit, struck it well. Fortunately, it hung up in the air for Aponte.
Aponte didn't have to move much out there on right field to make the catch, and now it'll be Jesus Baez DHing today for St. Lucie. First pitch swinging for him, too. This one into center field, and will be caught by Joseph. So two pitches, two outs to start off the first inning.
Another well-struck ball that would not drop. Talking about time of games with Larry Larson, the Dunedin broadcaster, prior to this one, and marked that only took an hour and 1 minute on Wednesday to get halfway home, and it only took 56 minutes yesterday to reach the halfway point, and already we're 1 minute into this game, two outs.
Here's Ronald Hernandez, 2-for-5 yesterday, of course, with his home run as well. He takes the first pitch to him, and it's too low for ball one.
That Boston Barrow line out to right field, 95.8 miles per hour off the bat. That's considered a hard hit ball.
Presses 1-0, and it's in there for a called strike, and the count evens up to 1-1. Well, Hernandez known for taking pitches and his ability to draw walks, top walks leader on the team.
We have to take here. Can't have a three-pitch, four-pitch inning.
1-1, too far outside, and the count moves to 2-1.
The Baez line out even harder, 96.7. So two hard-hit balls, just tough luck for the Mets. They keep those swings going, though. They'll wind up with some hits.
2-1 pitch, and it's lined into right center field. And this one's going to be caught by Aponte for the third and final out. So three flyouts for the Mets. They go down 1-2-3. And We will head to the bottom of the first where the Blue Jays will get set to bat.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Back now here at TD Ballpark, St. Lucie Mets and the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's Franklin Gomez on the mound for the Mets, looking to try and do what he did against Clearwater in his last outing. Gomez, a 4.26 ERA with 32 strikeouts. A very good game against Clearwater, only giving up the one home run, the only runs in that outing for him.
One of the keys to Franklin Gomez tonight is going to be to keep the ball in the ballpark. And that's struggled in that area. Six home runs in the first three games of the series. They've given up a home run in seven straight games. Again, it's a tall task, given the Blue Jays hit a lot of home runs in this small ballpark with the wind going against him. But if he can keep the ball in the ballpark, he should be okay.
Mets defense starting in the outfield. If you missed the pregame show, from left to right, Fanius in left, Mosquera in center, Rosa in right. And on the infield from third to first, it's Hauk, Barrow, Villavicencio, Mercado. And then your batter is Gomez and Hernandez. And off for the Blue Jays is Joseph. Joseph 1-for-4 yesterday, batting .253. First pitch to him is in there for a called strike.
Joseph got hit a couple of times in game one, including one time on the wrist, so he's been off the last two games.
So the pitch is in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. And he's swinging a foul ball. Joseph staying alive.
Actually, Joseph only missed one game.
Gomez right back up the middle on this one. It's through for a base hit. And Joseph leads it off with a single. That one right back to Gomez and just missed it under his glove.
That curveball, well struck, 98.7 off the bat. It's too fast by Gomez to make a play on it.
Now Beltre up to the plate for Dunedin. 1-for-5 yesterday, batting .256 on the season. First pitch from Gomez, swing and a miss for strike one.
It's that changeup. It's one of his best pitches, maybe his best pitch.
Gomez is set, again, working quickly. And that one's fouled back. It's 0-2, so Gomez again ahead, 0-2 on the batter. See if he can put away Beltre this time. Both these pitchers, fast-working pitchers. Whereas they look at the 1-2-3 inning. And now Gomez trying to respond. 0-2. That one is just inside, and it's 1-2. One, two count. Joseph on first. And a check over on Joseph, but he's back in safely, no problem. Gomez will come set. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back up towards Barrow. Throw to second in time to first, and that is in for the double play. So the Mets come back with a huge double play, and there's two away in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, nicely turned. No rush at all by Barrow or DiVincenzo. Knew they had time. So while Gomez gives up into the first batter, still has a chance to get out of this inning in short order, possibly to do it under 10 pitches. Perez for Dunning did it six.
First pitch to Aponte is too low for a ball, and it's 1-0. And the best thing you can do after getting a pit is get that ground ball double play, which Gomez did there. This one is a grounder to Villavicencio. Throw to first is in time for the out, and the Mets get a 1-2-3 inning of their own. And we are still tied at zero through the first inning.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark. Mets and Blue Jays going at it. 0-0 as we get set to start the top of the second. Jeffrey Rosa will lead it off for the Mets. Rosa 2-for-5, batting .203, was a part of the back-to-back home runs in last night's game. First pitch to him outside on the curveball, and it's 1-0. Perez had that six-pitch first inning. This one's taken for a ball, and it's 2-0. This time, two pitches into the first batter. Now, swing and a miss there from Rosa, and it's 2-1. Pretty big cut from Rosa, of course, as we mentioned, home run yesterday. 2-1 pitch, and a high fly ball into right field. And this one is going to be caught by Aponte just near down the first base right field line, and there's one away. And that'll bring up Colin Houck, 1-for-5 yesterday, batting .194. Houck, one of the top prospects in the Mets organization. He's had an up and down year, a couple of good streaks, a couple of tough streaks. Looking to try and get back that consistency. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 to Houck on the four-seam fastball. One pitch gets away to the backstop. And the count will even up at 1-1. Still looking for our first run here in the top of the second. In a 0-0 game. Nobody on right now for the Mets with one away. 1-1 pitch. And that's right over the plate for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Perez kicks and deals, and this one's hit high in the air up on the infield, and it's going to be caught by the first baseman, Perez. Not the pitcher, Perez, but the first baseman, Daniel Perez. And two away now in the top of the second. So here's a Starling Mercado, batting 228 on the season, did not play yesterday in the lineup today. Mercado, another guy that has that home run power. First pitch to him, big swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. One pitch, fouled back down over the Mets dugout, and it's 0-2. A 2 pitch inside, and that's ball one. Two outs in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch too far outside, and two good takes here from Mercado, and the count's evened up to 2-2. Mets were super aggressive in the first inning with both Barrow and Baez going down on the first pitch. I've slowed it down a little bit here in the top of the second now. This one is fouled off by Mercado, and the count will remain even at 2-2. So far, some quick, good adjustments by Mets hitters. See if they can't get a couple into the outfield now for some base hits. 2-2 pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Mercado is down on strikes, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Perez and the Blue Jays. Take a quick break, and we come back at the bottom of the second here on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back. Mets and Blue Jays going at it here at TD Ballpark. First pitch from Gomez in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1 quickly to Hernandez. Hernandez 1-for-4 yesterday, batting 233. And there's a swing and a miss for strike two. So Gomez again ahead 0-2 for the third time today. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Oh, the Mets were confident they had a strikeout there to start the inning. They were throwing the ball around, but first base umpire says no. So it's 1-2. It was close. 1-2 pitch, and this one's lined deep into left field. Fanyas going back, but he's underneath it to make the catch for the first out. So it doesn't come on the strikeout, but the Mets do get the first out of the inning. And now Christian Feliz will step up into the batter's box for the Dunedin Blue Jays. 1-for-4 yesterday, batting 176 on the season. First pitch to him from Gomez is hit well into right field, and this one is going to be off the wall. And now some trouble with it from Mosquera in center, And Feliz will hold at second for a stand-up double. Now, Rosa tracked that one all the way to the wall. And he made the leap to try and grab it, but just couldn't quite come down with it. And then Mascara, a little trouble with it, getting the ball in. But Feliz holds up at second with a double. And that'll be Edward Duran, the catcher for the Blue Jays, to bat with a runner in scoring position and one away in the bottom of the second. Check swing fouls it off. And it's 0-1. That ball ended on the top part of the wall. Probably would have been out had it been to left field. But it does stay in the ballpark. A wall in this ballpark bumps up in right field. Line drive, and that is going to be down for a base hit. That's going to score Feliz. Meanwhile, Duran, he's headed into second, and he's in with a stand-up double, and it's a 1-0 Blue Jays lead. And it's back-to-back doubles to give the Blue Jays a lead. That one, 97 off the bat, right down the right field line. And now Bryce Arnold for the Blue Jays. He'll again bat with a runner in scoring position on second. So Feliz is in to score. Now Duran is on second with one away. First pitch from Gomez. It's in there for a called strike. Gomez will come set. And the 0-1. That one just a little bit low. And the count's evened up. Gomez, to his credit, is throwing strikes, but just good job by the... And now runner's going to go, and it's in for a stolen base. Now Gomez wasn't paying attention, and by the time he knew the runner was going, he was well into third base. So Duran steals third, and nobody was on third. Houck was late getting over there. So now, Duran 90 feet away from making this a 2-0 game. Pitch is fouled off, and it's 1-2 to Arnold. We're off to such a good start in this game. They got the double play in the bottom of the first, in the 1-2-3 inning, and then get the fly out on the first batter. But now, back-to-back doubles and a stolen base later. Here's a ground ball to Houck. Looks home, but it's going to go to first in time for the out. So two away, but a run does come home to score, and it's 2-0. Houck thought about it. He made that field at third, and he looked home, but decided to go to first for the out. So two away, now the base is empty for Daniel Perez. First pitch. It's outside, and it's 1-0. And a challenge here by Ronald Hernandez, and it's going to stay a ball. So the Mets 0-1 on challenges. And now a ground ball. Diving is Avivio Vicencio, but it gets past him, and it's into the outfield for a base hit. And here come the Blue Jays. Three straight hits for them. And now De La Rosa is up into the batter's box. With a runner on first. First pitch in there. Just a little bit high. Thought that one was going to be a called strike. Gomez didn't like it. No challenge from Hernandez or Gomez, though. Villavicencio on that last play made a nice dive, but just got under his glove. That pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's now 1-1. Mets trailing 2-0. Here in the bottom of the second. Pitch on the way, and that one is in there for a called strike, and it's 1-2. Good changeup from Gomez. And now a challenge again. And now it's a ball. So a successful challenge from De La Rosa. And now it's a 2-1 count. Things continuing not to go the Mets' way. 2-1 pitch swung on and missed. And the count evens up at 2-2. Gomez going with the changeup and then the four-seam fastball, changing the speed on De La Rose. And fires this one in, but it's too low. And it's a full count. Full count, two outs with a runner on first. Perez will be moving on the pitch. Here in the bottom of the second, a 2-0 Blue Jays lead. Runner goes. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for a strike three. So takes a little bit longer than Gomez wanted, but he gets the out. But the Mets do give up two runs. They trail by two after two.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown. It's an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back. Perez back onto the mound for his third inning of work. He'll face off against Willie Fañez to lead it off for the Mets. First pitch is too low, and it's 1-0 to Fañez. Fañez did not play yesterday, batting .250 on the season. He's had a pretty good start since coming up from the Florida Complex League for the Mets. Swing and a miss there for strike one. It's counts evened up at 1-1 here to lead off the top of the third. Mets trying to get their first base runner of the game. This one fouled off of Fañez's foot. And it's 1-2. Mets have gone down 1-2-3 in the last two innings. And then the Blue Jays score two runs in the bottom of the second. This pitch is too far inside. And count evens up at 2-2. Perez comes set. He'll deal. And this one's fouled off. Count remains even at 2-2. Both these pitchers continuing to work quickly. But thanks to back-to-back doubles for the Blue Jays, they've got a two-run lead. 2-2 pitch. Lined weakly in. Fielded, throw to first is not in time. And the Mets have their first base runner of the day. De La Rosa had to wait for that one to come down. Was able to grab it and then had to fire it to first to try to get it there in time.
Second baseman, number three, Kevin.
And Fania's just able to beat it out. Mets have the leadoff runner on in the top of the third with nobody out. Kevin Villavicencio. First pitch to him in there for a called strike. Villavicencio did not play yesterday, batting 250 on the season. The one pitch swung on and missed there. He's down 0-2. Got fooled on the slider that just broke out of the zone. Fania's on first with nobody out. Mets trying to respond here, down 2-0. Pitch is grounded. This one is going to be, no, not fielded by De La Rosa. Sun got in his eyes, couldn't see, and that ball is going to get all the way to the wall. Fania's is going to be rounding third and heading home. And into third base standing is Villavicencio. And the Mets have made this a 2-1 game. Now, how about that? Villavicencio just grounded that one, a chopper towards De La Rosa, and he had to shield himself. He couldn't see the ball. And it rolled all the way down the left field line. And the Mets with some heads-up base running have made this a 2-1 game with the tying run 90 feet away. And now Diego Mosquera at the plate for the Mets. Pitch on the way, and it's too low, and it's 1-0. Pitch. Inside, and it's 2-0. You expect that to be called an error on De La Rosa. No official word yet. 2-0 pitch. It's out in there for a called strike, and it's 2-1. Still nobody out for the Mets. The runner on third. And the top of the lineup looming. And now a challenge from Mosquera, and he wins it. So the count's now 3-0. That's 1-for-2 on their challenges. 3-0 pitch, inside, ball 4. So Mosquera comes up, and he draws a 4-pitch walk. And now the Mets will have runners on the corners with nobody out, and it's Boston Barrow back into the batter's box. Of course, was a lineout on the first pitch of this game. Now the Blue Jays pitching coach is going to come out, and they'll have a meeting on the mound. Well, a good response once again from the Mets, something they've done very well this season, is always responding and fighting back when they've given up a couple of runs. And the leadoff single by Fanyas, and then he came in and scored on a triple. And it looks like that is going to be called a triple. There's no error on the play. I'm surprised. It was a chopper to the third base side. And De La Rosa just shielded himself. He was there. But sun got in his eyes. And that ball rolled. So it's a triple for Villavicencio. So Boston Barrow back at the plate. First pitch, too low, and it's 1-0. See if Barrow changes his approach after swinging at the first pitch his first time up. 1-0 outside, and it's 2-0. Now Perez has lost the strike zone in this inning. Trying to find it here. After now six straight balls. 2-0 pitch, and a high fly ball into deep center field. Joseph's going back, and he will not make the catch. It's off the top of the wall. Runners held. And now in to score is Leo Vicencio. And here comes Mosquera, and he is in to score and make it a 3-2 ball game. And Barrows stands on third. And the Mets offense coming alive. And it's a 3-2 lead now for St. Lucie.
Designated hitter number 26.
How about that? Mets responding in a big way. And now Jesus Baez at the plate with still nobody out in the top of the third. And Barrows standing 90 feet away from making this a 4-2 game. First pitch to Baez in the dirt and gets away, but not far enough away for Barrow to advance, and really no reason to risk it with nobody out. Two triples in this inning for the Mets. One by Leo Vicencio, and now one by Barrow. And Baez lines this one into deep center field again. Joseph underneath this one. He'll make the catch, and Barrow will tag from third. And the Mets have a 4-2 lead. So it's a sacrifice fly for Jesus Baez. And one away now in the top of the third. And it clears the bases for Ronald Hernandez. Hernandez 0 for 1 was a fly out back in the first inning. Big response from the Mets. And a big swing and a miss there. And it's 0-1 to Hernandez. Hernandez, who is swinging a hot bat right now, batting .289, was batting close to .300 coming into this game. Chops this one back to Perez. He's got it, throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. So two away now in the top of the third. And it'll be Jeffrey Rosa. Rosa 0 for 1. Fly out back in the second inning. First pitch to him in there for a called strike right down the middle. Good curveball. That's one pitch you want to be careful with to Rosa, who's got that home run power. Pitch is too far outside, and the count evens up at 1-1. Perez came in and had 2 1-2-3 innings. And now in the third has given up two triples and a single. And it's a 4-2 game. Rosa lines this one straight back out of the ballpark. And the count now moves to 1-2. Perez one strike away from stopping the bleeding. Rosa trying to extend it. 1-2 pitch swung on and missed, and he is out on strike. So the Mets in the inning there, but not before they score four runs and have taken a 4-2 lead here at TD Ballpark.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single-game tickets or a 10-game flex pack, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10-game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome you back to TD Ballpark. Well, the Mets went down 2-0, but have responded quickly in the top of the third, and they're now leading 4-2. First pitch from Gomez, who's back out there in there for a called strike. Had two triples in that third inning by the Mets. This pitch is too high from Gomez, and it's 1-1. Joseph leading it off for the Blue Jays. Joseph had a single start things off for the home team, and a swing and a miss there. And it's 1-2. One 2 pitch now from Gomez. It's too high. And it's a 2-2 count. Gomez comes set. Here's his 2-2. And that is in there for a called strike 3. And Gomez starts the inning off with a strikeout to Joseph.
Mets
waited a little bit that time to make a throw before they threw that ball around to make sure that was a called strike, and indeed it was. So one away now in the bottom of the third. Here's Beltre for Dunedin. Pitch is just a little bit high, and it's 1-0. Beltre 0-1. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And that's in there for a called strike. And a good slider. And now a challenge, and it
the call of strike has been overturned.
Is changed to a ball, so it's 2-0. Blue Jays 2-for-2 on their challenges. And now the 2-0 from Gomez. That one's in there for a called strike on the changeup. Took some off of it. Two, one. And it's a ground ball. This one's going to be fielded by Barrow. Throw to first is in time for the second out of the inning. That's defense standing strong here early.
Number 45, Javantel Aponte.
And now Aponte. We'll step into the batter's box. 0-for-1 today. It was a ground out back in the first inning. First pitch to him. Swing and a miss for strike one. And it's an 0-1 count. Gomez right back to it. And that one just misses. So a 1-1 count. Mets trying to hold on to this 4-2 lead. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and line drive into center field, and that is going to be caught by a diving Mosquera. Oh, what a play. And no, they're going to say it came in on the bounce. It's a base hit. I thought Mosquera made the play. A lot of Mets players did too, but looks like he just missed it. So it's a single for Aponte. Mosquera came flying in, made the dive, and got the ball in his glove, but it hits the ground. First pitch is too low, and it's 1-0 now to Hernandez with a runner on first and two outs at the bottom of the third. Pitch. Grounded, and that is going to be grabbed by Barrow. Throw to first. It's a long one, but it is not in time. And Hernandez beats out the throw. Barrow had to range all the way to the left to grab that ball, and he made a beautiful throw to get it on target to Mercado. But Hernandez just able to beat it out. I thought he had him. So runners on first and second now for Christian Feliz. Feliz had that double to lead things off for the Blue Jays in the second inning. Got their rally going to score two runs. That pitch is too low. Hernandez keeps it in front of him, though, and it's a 1-0 count. A little bit of traffic on the bases now, this time for the Mets, but with two away, trying to end this inning is Gomez before Blue Jays are able to score any runs. 1-0 pitch, and this one is fouled off. Fast-moving game with both of these pitchers, pitching very quickly, pitching with at least 10 seconds still on the pitch clock. 1-1 from Gomez. That one's too low, and it's 2-1. Monte on second, Hernandez on first. Pitch on the way. That's in there for a strike. Count now is evened up at 2-2. Gomez checks on second, and now time has been called. Gomez was coming down the hill ready to throw that pitch, but he holds off after a timeout. Gomez back on the mound, and we'll do it once more. Two-two pitch. And that's in there for a called strike three. He struck him out. And Gomez gets out of the jam and holds this Mets 4-2 lead after three innings of play.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel numbers.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Welcome back. St. Lucie leading Dunedin 4-2 as we get set to start the top of the fourth inning. To lead it off, it'll be Colin Houck. Houck 0 for 1 so far today. First pitch to him, swung on and fouled off. And it's 0-1. Mets trying to follow up their four-run third inning. Pitch is too far inside, and it's 1-1 now to Houck. The Mets, two triples in the third. Three total hits. A good inning. And a good response. Swing and a miss there from Colin Houck. And he's down 1-2. And timeout's called by Houck. Step out. And back in now. 1-2 pitch. And that is in there for a called strike on the breaking ball and an immediate challenge by Houck. And it is going to be overturned to a ball. So Houck saves the strikeout. That's two for three on their challenges. Now it's a 2-2 count instead. Pitch on the way, and this one is lined and picked up by Beltre. Throw to first in time for the out. And Perez had to do the splits to grab that throw, and he did so. And there's one away. Nice job by Beltre.
Number 35, Sterling Mercado.
So it'll be a Sterling Mercado now. And a ground ball, this one fielded by Arnold. Throw to first in time for the out. And now two away in the top of the fourth. And now it's Willie Fañez. Fañez one for one, singled in the third, and eventually came around to score off of the Villa Vicencio triple. First pitch is lined into center field, and this one is going to be caught on the outfield by Beltre. Did a little bit of a somersault to make that catch, but he's got it. And the Mets go down 1-2-3 in the fourth. They still lead, though, 4-2. We'll be right back after this.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Welcome back. Jake Ricker with you on the St. Lucie Mets Broadcast Network. The Mets leading 4-2. Gomez back out on the mound. First pitch was outside, and it's 1-0 to Duran. And 1-for-1 so far today. And this one's fouled off down the third base side, and it's 1-1. Gomez, 49 pitches so far in... He gets set to start his fourth inning. And this pitch is outside, and the count will move to 2-1. Duran, who doubled on back-to-back doubles back in the second inning. Pitch is too low, and it's 3-1 now. Duran had the stolen base as well to get to third. 3-1 pitch, and this one flown into right field, and that one's going to be caught by Rosa for the first out of the inning. So one away now in the bottom of the fourth.
Number four, Bryce Arnold.
And it's Bryce Arnold. Arnold was a ground out victim in the second inning. Gomez with one away here in the bottom of the fourth. That's leading 4-2. First pitch to him outside on the changeup, and it's 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. And that is in there for a called strike. Count evens up at 1-1. Gomez already set. He'll deal. And this one's fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Gomez ahead of Arnold. 1-2. He's been ahead of a lot of hitters today. Gomez wants a new ball. He's got it now. And he'll come set. 1-2 pitch. That one's just a little bit high, and the count moves to 2-2. Two pitch. That one's too low, and the count will run full. 3-2 count with one out in the bottom of the fourth. And a payoff pitch from Gomez. Too low, and it's ball four. So it's the first walk issued by Gomez, and a base runner for Dunedin in the bottom of the fourth. So it'll be Daniel Perez now for Dunedin. Perez 1-for-1, had this single back in the second inning that got Duran home to make it a 2-0 game at the time. But the Mets 4-run third, and it's 4-2 now. Pitch on the way, and it's outside in a 1-0 count. Hernandez held that one there for as long as he could, but did not challenge. And now the third base coach for Dunedin is down to talk with the home plate umpire. And now both umpires are going to get together and chat, not quite sure what this is about. Hernandez held that pitch there, didn't like it. I don't think this is what this is about. Discussion is over and no indication. So it's a 1-0 count here to Perez. And it's set in the 1-0. Swing and a miss there. And the count's even up at 1-1. Arnold standing on first with one away. Mets leading 4-2. Gomez will deal, and a chopper that's going to get through into the outfield for a base hit. Arnold will come all the way around to third base, and it's a single with now runners on the corners. Just a high chopper that got all the way to the outfield, no play to be made. So one away, and it will be De La Rosa for Dunedin. He struck out back in the second inning. Pitch clock winding down here on Gomez, and that is going to be a pitch clock violation. So it's a 1-0 count to start things off against De La Rosa. 1-0 pitch. And that's in there for a called strike. Count evens up to 1-1. Well, Gomez, I think, was trying to talk to his outfield, communicating something, and that's what caused him to be late on that pitch. This one's popped up, but we hit well foul. And the count's now 1-2. But despite the automatic ball, Gomez again quickly ahead. And it's a 1-2 count. Pitch from Gomez. Swing and a miss there for strike number three, and he's got out number two. De La Rosa's down on strikes for the second time today.
Now batting number six, Gene Joseph.
So it'll be Gene Joseph for Dunedin. So step up into the batter's box with runners on the corners and two outs. Joseph, 1-for-2, had a single in the first, struck out in the third. First pitch to him, too far inside. And it's 1-0. Gomez will come set. 1-0 pitch. This one's fouled straight back. 1-1 to Joseph. Gomez looking to end this inning with the 4-2 lead intact. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into center field. Mosquera's going back. He's underneath it, and he'll make the catch for the third and final out. So Dunedin does threaten, but they can't get any runs across, and it's a 4-2 Mets lead after four.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, risk it.
No, real football, y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs. No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke, you know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to TV Ballpark. Mets leading at 4-2. And it's Perez back out on the mound for Dunedin. To start the top of the fifth. And it's Genevieve Vicencio, who had a triple back in the third inning. 1-for-1 so far today. First pitch to him, showing bunt, puts it down. Picked up by Duran, throw to first in time for the out. And now one away. The Mets trying to stay aggressive. Cannot get on with the bunt attempt. So it'll be Diego Mosquera. He drew a walk his first time up, so no official at-bat for him yet. First pitch in there for a called strike, just catches the outer part of the plate. And this one was challenged, and it'll stay a strike.
The called strike has been confirmed. The result is an 0-1 count on the batter.
It's 2-for-4 on their challenges now, so count remains 0-1. And that one's inside, and the count's 1-1. On one pitch from Perez, and this one's lined into right field. Aponte ranging over, and he's going to make the catch right at the line for the second out of the inning. And Aponte has made a couple of plays out there in right field. That one carrying into the wind that is now blowing to right field. It's blowing out more towards center when we first arrived, but now blowing to right field. And there's two away for the Mets, and it's Boston Barrow up for the Mets. The pitch is in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Barrow 1-for-2. 0-1 pitch, and it's lined into right again. Aponte not going to get to this one off of the wall. Barrow's going to round first, and now he's going to hold, heading back into first. And it's a single for Boston Barrow with two outs. Farrow took a big turn at first base, but Ponte did a good job to get that ball in and held Farrow to just a single. Probably a smart decision. Would have been a close play at second. Well, Jesus Baez now. He was 0-for-1 at the sacrifice fly back in the third inning. Perez has got to tie his shoe. He's got it now, and we're set to go. So two away in the top of the fifth. Mets leading 4-2, but they got a runner on first with two away. First pitch to Baez right down the middle, and it's 0-1. One pitch. It's in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Perez comes set. And it's 1-1. This one's chopped foul. And it's a 1-2 count now to Baez. Two with two away. Pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss there for strike three, and that'll end the inning. So Barrow gets on first, but the Mets cannot get him home. And it's still a 4-2 lead as we go to the bottom of the fifth here at TD Ballpark.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back. Franklin Gomez back out on the mound again for the Mets for his fifth inning of work. That's 68 pitches, only giving up two runs, which came in the second inning after back-to-back doubles by the Blue Jays. Leading off for Dunedin this inning will be Beltre. He's 0-for-2 so far today, grounded out into the double play back in the first inning.
Leading off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Blue Jays, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So it's Manuel Beltre to face off against Gomez. Mets leading it 4-2. First pitch to him. In there for a called strike on the changeup. And it's 0-1. Gomez working quickly, and a swing and a miss there. And Beltre is down 0-2. Two straight changeups from Gomez. Timeout taken by Beltre, trying to slow Gomez down. Here's the 0-2 pitch. This one's chopped foul. The count will stay at two strikes. It's one of the tough parts about Gomez is when he does get going, works very quickly. Here's his 0-2 pitch. That one's too far outside, and it's 1-2. Not have much time to breathe. Here's the 1-2 pitch. And this one's weakly hit into foul territory, but it's caught by Perez or Mercado, who came in from first base. And there's one away.
Right fielder, number 45, Joaquin Aponte.
And now Aponte up for Dunedin. Mercado a nice job to get in from first base and make that catch for the first out. Went away, Aponte, one for two. First pitch is too high, and it's 1-0. Now the 1-0 from Gomez. And this one's grounded right back to Leo Vicencio. Throw to first in time for the second out of the inning. Gomez continuing to work quickly. Now he'll face off against Hernandez. It was 1-for-2, had a single in the third inning. Two away in the bottom of the fifth. Mets leading 4-2. Nobody on. First pitch in there. And it's strike one on the slider. A one pitch outside. And the count will even up at 1-1. One pitch too far outside. And it's 2-1 to Hernandez. One pitch, and that one just misses. Hernandez tried to hold it there, but will not get the call, and it's 3-1. Mets already down to their last challenge, so Hernandez might be trying to hold on to those for as long as he can. We're only into the fifth inning. Timeout was taken by Alexis Hernandez. Hernandez batting, Hernandez behind the plate. 3-1. And that's ball four, two lows, and it's the second walk issued by Gomez. So we'll have a runner on first with two away.
Designated hitter, number 34, Christian Feliz.
And it's Christian Feliz. And before that at bat, Jordan Krause will come out to talk with Gomez. Gregory Gomez at 80 pitches. But he's been very efficient so far today. Gave up the two runs in the second. Other than that, he's been lights out and working quickly. Trying to continue that here and get one more out and get through five innings. Gomez's current line, 4 2/3. 7 hits, but just 2 earned runs, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. Two runs came back in the second inning where you had back-to-back doubles by Dunedin and then a single by Perez to get the run in. Meeting on the mound is over, and Feliz will step back into the batter's box. First a new ball, though, for Gomez. Two away in this bottom of the fifth. First pitch at the knees, a called strike. Good slider from Gomez, and he's head 0-1. A one pitch, swung on and missed for strike two, and Gomez quickly at 0-2 after the mound visit from Jordan Krause. O-2 pitch, and that one gets away, but Hernandez keeps it in front of him. And it's 1-2. Comes set, runner on first with two away. Pitch on the way, and that one's outside. Runner's going to go. Throw from Hernandez is not in time, and it's a stolen base by Alexis Hernandez. And now Alexis Hernandez looks like he might be a little shaken up, hobbling over there on second base. Nobody has emerged from the studied in dugout yet. He's back on second, though. Looks like he's okay. So it's 2-2 here to Feliz. 2-2 pitch outside, and it's 3-2. And the count runs full. Gomez will come set. Payoff pitch. And that one's too far inside. It's ball four. So it's back-to-back walks issued by Gomez. And runners on first and second now with two away. Gomez got ahead there, 0-2. What a nice job by Feliz to work the count full and then eventually draw the walk. So now Edward Duran, who's 1-for-2, will bat with a runner in scoring position with two outs. First pitch from Gomez, and that one's chopped, and it's going to get foul. So one strike now to Duran. Just about every batter that Gomez has faced, and he's gotten ahead of him. Just hasn't been able to put away the last two. Looking to do that here. One pitch, and that's inside, and it's 1-1. Gomez at 87 pitches now, just lost a little bit of his command, trying to end this inning. Bottom of the fifth, 4-2 St. Lucie lead. Two outs, runners on first and second. And a high fly ball, this one underneath it is Rosa, and he'll make the catch for the final out of the inning. So two walks from Gomez, but he gets out of it, and it's a 4-2 lead for the Mets after five.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back. You're listening to the St. Louis Mets Broadcast Network. Jake Ricker with you as the Mets lead Dunedin 4-2 as we get set to start the top of the sixth inning. Leading it off for the Mets going to be Ronald Hernandez. Mets trying to continue their good offense so far. They scored four runs in the third. Both teams scored all their runs in just one inning. Dunedin scored two in the second. Mets scored four in the third.
Now batting for St. Lucie.
And it's going to be Perez back out on the mound again for Dunedin. He's into his sixth inning of work now at 61 pitches. There is action in that St. Lucie bullpen. Gomez's day likely done. First pitch to Hernandez, and that's right in there for a called strike. Curveball finds its way in, and it's 0-1. Hernandez 0-for-2 today. That pitch is inside, and it's now 1-1. One pitch, and this one's hit high in the air, but will get well foul. And that went into the stands, so it's a 1-2 count. Hernandez looking for his first hit of the ball game. Was hot yesterday, 2-for-5, had the home run. 1-2 pitch, and that one lined right towards the Mets dugout. Look out. The Mets dugout telling him, hit that one into the outfield. Hit it out there, not towards us. One-two pitch, too far outside, and the count evens up at 2-2. And now the 2-2, and this one is hit into the outfield for a base hit. Hernandez has got his first hit. He's going to round first, but he will stop and head back. Thought about going for two.
Right fielder, number 58, Jeffrey.
But he's got his first base hit, and it's a leadoff one, so a runner on first with nobody out. And it'll be Jeffrey Rosa at the plate for St. Lucie now. Fifth hit of the day for the Mets. First pitch to Rosa. High fly ball. And this one is going to be caught by Beltre for the first out of the inning. Rosa sent that one a mile high in on the infield. Now one away, and it'll be Colin Houck. Houck 0-for-2, looking for his first hit of the ball game. Hernandez on first with one away in the top of the sixth. Pitch is too far outside. And it's 1-0 to Houck. Perez comes set. Pitch on the way. And that is just a little bit low. And it's 2-0. Good job by Houck here. He finds himself in a good hitter's count. Pitch, and this one is skied high into right field. Aponte coming in, hustling, and it's going to land in foul territory. And it'll be a 2-1 count now to Houck. Aponte hustling over there. Perez ranged back a little bit late. Went into the foul territory. Not sure why the first baseman Perez didn't have that. But it falls into foul territory. Ends up as a foul ball for Colin Houck. 2-1 pitch. This one's fouled straight back, and the count evens up at 2-2. Mets leading 4-2. They got Hernandez on first with one away. Trying to extend their lead. No lead has been safe for St. Lucie over the last couple of days. They would love some more insurance runs. 2-2 pitch is too high. They're going to appeal on the check swing, but now held up. And it's a full count. So a full count with one out. And a check over on the runner on first, but Hernandez is back in safely. And now the payoff pitch from Perez, and a swing and a miss there from Houck, and he is down on strikes. So two away now in the top of the sixth.
First baseman, number 35.
And that will be a Sterling Mercado. Mercado 0-for-2. Also looking for his first hit. First pitch fouled straight back. Perez now up to 71 pitches. Just that third inning where the Mets got to him. And they scored four runs. That's why they lead 4-2 now. Pitch is too low. And the count will even up at 1-1 now to Mercado. And the wind now blowing in. It was blowing out when the game started, then blowing to right. And now blowing in towards us here in the broadcast booth. And that pitch is outside, and it's 2-1 now to Mercado. Pitch, and this one is fouled off. Count even up to 2-2. Hernandez on first with two away in the top of the sixth. Mets trying to extend their 4-2 lead. 2-2 pitch. This one's fouled off again by Mercado. And we'll do the 2-2 once more. Be the seventh pitch of this at-bat. And the 2-2, too low. And it's a full count. So back-to-back batters now have reached to a 3-2 count. Houck went down on strikes last time. Mercado trying to take advantage. Payoff pitch. Hernandez goes, and that is in there for a called strike three, which will end the inning. So a leadoff single by Hernandez, but the Mets cannot get him further from first. And it's 4-2 as we get set to head to the bottom of the sixth here at TD Ballpark.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
New pitcher here for the Mets. It'll be Nick Bautista on the mound. 8.10 ERA on the season. 3 1/3 innings pitched with 3 strikeouts. We'll end Gomez's day. Gomez, 5 innings pitched, 7 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts. We do have a little bit of rain now here at TD Ballpark.
There's a dark cloud out there beyond left field. And, of course, the wind has switched. It's blowing in as opposed to out to start the game. It's sent some fans to the upper reaches. There's a grounds crew is amassing near the tarp. But here we are. We're on May 31st. Starting the season April 5th. We've not had a single rain delay all year. Trying to make it through the first 2 months without one. But it could be put to the test.
Had a good luck so far. We'll play on for now. Bautista on the mound, and it'll be Arnold to lead it off for Dunedin. First pitch from Bautista is inside, and it's 1-0. Arnold 0-1 so far today. Change of pace now. Bautista a little bit slower than Gomez. pitch is too high, and it's 2-0.
The Mets have received some really good relief starting appearances the last few days from Gomez, Wenninger, and Diaz, but the bullpen has not been able to hold up its end of the bargain. We'll see if that changes tonight.
2-0 pitch. That one's outside, and it's 3-0. So Bautista comes in. There's three straight balls. Trying to find that strike zone. Pitch, and that is in there for a called strike. Gets the sinker across, and it's 3-1. Bautista will come set. 3-1, and that's too high, and it's ball four. So it's a walk issue to Arnold, and he's on first base to lead things off.
A couple of those pitches were close, but we're down to one challenge left. Got to hold on to it.
Daniel Perez.
Daniel Perez up for Dunedin. He's 2-for-2 with two singles. First pitch to him from Bautista in there for a called strike, and he's ahead 0-1. The bottom of the lineup that's done most of the damage for Dunedin. And threatening again here with a runner on first and nobody out. And a swing and a miss there. And Bautista is ahead of Perez 0-2. Bautista comes set. 0-2 pitch. And a high fly ball. This one again into shallow center field. It's Barrow there to make the catch, though, for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, these infielders and outfielders are having some trouble right now. They've been playing with the wind blowing out all week. It's now shifted. The last inning and pop-up to right field should have been played by the first baseman. He didn't even leave the bag. Didn't even think it was in his range. And that one, Mascara was in a full dead sprint running in, but Barrow had to fight the wind and make that catch.
So it'll be De La Rosa now up for the plate at Dunedin, and one away. Ground ball, this one is booted by Houck. Picks it up, throw to first, is in time for the out. So Houck makes a great recovery, and there's two away now here in the bottom of the sixth.
Center fielder,
yeah, he was playing
six,
in, even with the bag. He was sharply hit right at him. Went off the heel of his mitt, but he tracked it down a few feet. It rolled in front. Good strong throw.
Jim Joseph at the plate for Dunedin. Arnold did advance on that ground out to second base. So runner in scoring position with two away. First pitch, low and outside, and it's 1-0. Mets trying to hold on to their 4-2 lead. Two away here in the bottom of the sixth. 1-0 from Bautista. That's too low again, and it's 2-0. And Bautista has either been ahead quickly or behind quickly. Trying to bounce back here behind 2-0. Bautista comes set. He'll kick and deal. And this one is outside, and it's 3-0. Runner on second for Dunedin. Pitch, and that one over the plate for a called strike, and it's 3-1. Nice job by Bautista to bounce back there. And a 3-1 now. And this one's chopped foul down towards the Mets dugout. That one much easier, though, to get out of the way of. Last one that got down there was lined by Hernandez. It's a full count with two away in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff pitch, too high, and it's ball four. So it'll be runners on first and second with two away. And now it'll be Beltre at the mound, or at the batter's box.
Number one,
Beltre 0 for 3. And a little bit of traffic on the base pass again here for the Mets.
Playing with fire, that's what Mets up to. 5 walks now. Didn't play a factor into the run scored by Dunedin in the second inning.
First pitch is hit high in the air, and this one over near Mercado in foul territory, and he'll make the catch for the third and final out. So the Mets get out of the jam, and they still lead 4-2. We are through 6 here at TD Ballpark.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back, Jay Berger, Adam McDonald with you here. Mets taking on the Dunedin Blue Jays. They lead it 4-2 as you get set to start the seventh inning.
Now batting
Willie Fanyas to lead it off for the Mets. All runs for both teams coming in just one inning. It was the third for the Mets and the second for Dunedin. Both teams quiet since then. That pitch is outside, and it's 1-0 now to Fanyas. Fanyas working on a 1-for-2 day. And that pitch is in there, just at the knees for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Fanyas singled back in the third inning to lead things off, eventually came around to score. And that pitch is just outside, and it's 2-1. Rain's starting to come down a little more now. Fans moving from behind home plate. And a swing and a miss there. And the count moves to 2-2. Two pitch, and that one is outside, and the count will run full. This is Bonds on the mound, comes set, payoff pitch, he fouls it off. Should mention new pitcher for the Dunedin Blue Jays. As Perez's day has come to a close. And Fanyas fouls this one off. Stay at a 3-2 count. Bonds, 7.11 ERA in 11 games so far, 12 2/3 innings pitched, 10 walks and 19 strikeouts. And this pitch is grounded towards Arnold, and the throw to first is in time for the first out. So Fanyas fights for a while, but ends up as a ground out for the first out of the inning.
Second baseman, number 3, Kevin Villavicencio.
And now Kevin Villavicencio will step up to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today, had that triple back in the third inning. First pitch to him, and this one's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. First time the Mets have played in the rain so far this season. Light rain, though. 0-1 pitch, and this one's fouled straight back again, right over our heads, and it's 0-2.
Well, I looked at the future forecast before we arrived in Dunedin and said Friday would be the day. Looks a little high. Then throughout the week, rain chances dipped on Friday. And here we are, and it's raining decently hard, but nothing the guys can't play through. Nobody looks that concerned about it, neither dugout.
0-2. And that's too high. And it'll be a ball. I think Duran thought that was going to be strike three.
He was trying to throw it down to third base. He could have challenged it.
He did not. So it's a 1-2 count. Pitch on the way, and that one is this time in there for a called strike three and a challenge by Villavicencio. An immediate challenge, and it's overturned to a ball.
The call of strike has been overturned.
The result is
a 2-2 count on the batter.
Not good enough, though.
Just misses. Mets 3-for-5 on their challenges. They still have one remaining. And now a 2-2 count. And a ground ball. This one's going to be diving, not going to be fielded cleanly, and it's a base hit for Villavicencio. De La Rose made the dive for it, and Beltre tried to back it up, but it got through both of them.
Well, Beltre was going to get it. The only question was he going to have time to make a throw? But De La Rosa cut him off and dove for it, knocked it away from him. So De La Rosa should have let that go. Beltre would have had a better chance, even though it didn't look like it was going to be a great chance.
First pitch in there for a called strike to Mosquera. Mosquera's 0-for-1, drew a walk back in the third inning, and it came around to score. And a check over on Villavicencio at first. He's back in safely, though. And he might have gotten injured on the base pass.
Yeah, Jeremy Colon is waving for Adam Devery, the trainer. He's grabbing at his right calf.
And Perez, when he made that catch, not sure if he caught Villavicencio or if it was when he was making the dive back in. He has not moved. He's sitting up upright right on the third base side.
Yeah, you push off on your legs to dive back and maybe aggravated something. Looks like Adam Devery's checking out the back of that right leg. Yeah, that was an immediate reaction by Jeremy Colonna to call him over.
Villavicencio now on his feet and he's hopping around.
Yeah, that's a good sign. If it's a calf or Achilles, you're not jumping around immediately like that doing high toes. Maybe perhaps he just tweaked something.
He's going to take a jog down that first baseline. It looks like he's okay, which is a good sign here for the Mets. And he's okay. He's going to stay in, so good to go. You never want to get hurt. And always getting hurt on a pickoff attempt is never a fun thing either.
Usually when you see guys get dinged up on a pickoff play, the runner, it's because they've been hit by the ball. Glad he's okay.
And that one really just an awkward dive back in, but he's got his leadoff, and we're set to go again. Meanwhile, it's 0-1 to Diego Mosquera. Pitch on the way, and this one's fouled straight back. It's 0-2. Once in his first inning of work. One away here in the top of the seventh. The runner on first. And that pitch is in there for a called strike three, a late strike call, but Mosquera out on strikes.
Shortstop.
Now
number
two
10,
away
Boston
now in the top
Barrow.
Of the seventh for the Mets, and it's the top of the lineup. It's Boston Barrow up to the batter's box. Barrow 2-for-3 today. Has a single and a triple. First pitch to Barrow is outside, and it's 1-0. Pitch. And that one's outside, and it's 2-0. Bonds comes set. Pitch clock winding down. Here's the pitch, and this one's fouled off. This time down the third base side. It's a 2-1 count. Bonds a long hold. Pitch on the way, and it's chop foul.
Barrow today, he's hit every ball in play over 95 miles per hour, I think. Inning number one of 96 mile per hour lineout. Triple off the wall was 104, 99.5 on a single off the wall at right field. So, seen the ball well tonight.
Looking to get another good hit here. 2-2 pitch, and that's in there for a called strike three. Barrow knew it, and that'll end the inning. So the Mets get another base runner, but can't score him. And it's still 4-2 as we get to set to head to the bottom of the seventh here on the St. Louis Mets Broadcast Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com, too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stluciemets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Bricker, Adam McDonald with you here at TD Ballpark. Mets and Dunedin Blue Jays, Mets leading at 4-2. Bautista back out on the mound for St. Lucie. He'll face Aponte, who's 1-for-3 today. First pitch to him, in there for a called strike.
Blue Jays have stranded two runners on base in each of the last four innings. The Mets living dangerously, but getting
by. The called strike has been confirmed. The result
is a challenge there by the Blue Jays, and it stays a called strike. So they are now 3-for-5. A 1-1 count now to Aponte. base to come set 1-1 and a high fly ball, but it will get out of the ballpark and into the stands. And Bautista ahead on Aponte, 1-2. And timeout call here. Now Aponte back into the batter's box. And the 1-2 pitch inside gets away.
Well, the Mets, they've walked five batters through six innings, but they have not compounded the problem with any hit-by pitches, any pass balls, any wild pitches, or errors. So that's one of the reasons why they've been able to survive as long as they have these last four innings of pitching scoreless ball.
2-2 pitch. And that is in there for a called strike three and an immediate challenge from Aponte. He doesn't think so. And it will stay a called strike three.
The so call they're out, right, Jake? Confirmed. Is that it for them?
I believe so, yes. Down. That should be the last challenge for Dunedin. Mets still have one remaining in the game.
Number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
I count. We've had 11 challenges tonight. Clearly, these two
had a lot.
Do not like Alan Bryan's strike zone.
First pitch to Hernandez, fouled back, and it's 0-1 now.
She mentioned that Alan Bryan, the home plate umpire, and Will Pascal, the base umpire, new to the league. So this is a new endeavor for them with the challenge system.
A 1 pitch, and that is going to be the first hit batter for St. Lucie today as it runs in and hits Hernandez. So it'll be a runner on first with one away.
Yeah, slider that didn't slide. Just caught him square in the lower back, and you could almost hear the groan on the crowd mic.
I think Bautista knew it as soon as that one came out of his hands. He said at him, did not break.
Designated
talking
hitter,
with Hernandez now.
Christian Feliz.
And it'll be Christian Feliz for Dunedin with a runner on first and one away in the bottom of the seventh. Had no runs scored since the third inning. Both these teams have been sound defensively. Mets trying to continue that with their two-run lead. Feliz 1-for-2. First pitch to him, swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. To set, and that pitch is outside, and the count leaving up at 1-1. Rain seems to have calmed down here. As we play on in the seventh inning, 1-1 from Bautista, and that one's inside, and it's 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss there, and it's 2-2. Bautista's battled back, as even the count at two apiece. Hernandez on first with one away. 2-2 pitch, and that one's in the dirt, gets away. Hernandez quickly on top of it, and Alexis Hernandez will not advance. So good job by Ronald. Keep that ball from not getting too far away. Meanwhile, it's a full count now to Feliz. Payoff pitch from Bautista, and this one is hit foul. So we'll do the payoff pitch once more. Bautista 28 pitches. to come set. Payoff pitch again, and it's fouled back. Count remains full. This will be our eighth pitch of the sequence coming up. Two, and it's chopped this one fair, and it's not going to be fielded by Villavicencio. It gets all the way into the outfield. Rosa picks it up, and meanwhile, Feliz is into second.
Yeah, it was a tough break. It was a high bouncer, and Mercado, you know, holding on the runner at first. It was clearly over his head. He got caught watching. Villavicencio tried to make that
12,
line sweeping scoop. Running out towards right field. If he did, Mercado wasn't on the base at first to receive a throw. That's a tough break. Saw one a couple of nights ago, a triple over the head of the Mets first baseman, Ronald Hernandez, that wound up in the right field corner for a walk-off win. That wasn't quite as much down the line, but another big bouncer where if the first baseman's not holding on a runner, base is empty, he's playing back, no problem. Unfortunately, that's the way these bounces have gone. Now with the Blue Jays having runners on second and third, two more base runners for the Jays. Let's see if the Mets can hold them off one more time.
Jordan Krause out to talk with Nick Bautista about that very situation. He's done a good job so far holding Dunedin off. It'll be Duran who's going to be at the plate for Dunedin. One for three so far today. Meeting on the mound is now over, and we are set to go again. Edward Duran, the catcher for Dunedin, stepping up into the batter's box with runners on second and third, with just one away, bottom of the seventh. This pitch is in the dirt, and it's 1-0. Trying to hold on to their two-run lead. Bautista will come set. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a miss there, and the count's even up at 1-1.
Well, this is similar to a game that the Mets won earlier this month on a Friday on the road in Palm Beach. Cardinals had several chances with runners in scoring position to tie the game. Couldn't do it. The Mets ended up pulling away late.
1-1 and a swing and a miss there. And it's now 1-2, so Bautista ahead. All three pitches have been sliders and two swinging strikes. Wonder if he goes back to it again. 1-2. And right back to first. It's Mercado throw is home, and it is not in time.
That was a mistake. All he had to do was run to first base, get out number two. You give up the run, and it's 4-3. Instead, for some reason, he held the ball, looked home way late, threw home, and the catcher, Ferroso, rather Hernandez, didn't even have a tag to apply.
By the time he caught that ball, Hernandez had already come home and was crossing the plate. So it's a 4-3 ball game, and now runners on the corners with still just one out.
Well, the killer there is you give up the run, you might as well get the out. Now the tying run is at third with one out instead of two.
Which is in there for a called strike to Arnold. Arnold 0-1 today. He drew two walks.
By the way, that's a fielder's choice, not a hit. Fielder's choice with no out recorded.
Pitch on the way, and this one is fouled straight back. And it's 0-2 to Arnold. And that out looming a little bit larger, too. Could have two outs and two strikes, but the Mets will have to battle through it. Tying run 90 feet away. And that one's outside. A good hold by Arnold. It's a 1-2 count. in the bottom of the seventh. One away, runners on the corners. One-two pitch. And a fly ball. This one into shallow center field again, and it is going to fall for a base hit. Throw to second now is going to be in time for the out. But one run does come home to score. What a weird sequence there. The ball came up, and Villavicencio, Rosa, and Mosquera all came in on it. It fell in for the base hit. And then Duran was waiting, thought it was going to be caught, and it was out at second.
Well, it was the wind again. Again, it shifted out. These players are uncomfortable with it. That was a ball that should have been caught by somebody, or at least more competitive. It landed between all three, and neither of the three were close to it. And Mosquera, Villavicencio, Rosa. Now, Rosa has the wherewithal to pick it up and throw to second base to get the force out, which would be out number two. But, of course, the runner scores from third, and we're tied.
Now a 4-4 game in the bottom of the seventh, and the Mets are going to have a pitching change. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, the new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The new pitcher for the St. Lucie Mets is Christopher Gomez in his fifth appearance, 14.29 ERA, 5 2/3 innings pitched, 5 walks, 7 strikeouts.
About the near misses in this inning. Ground ball over the first baseman's head. First baseman Mercado makes a bad play throwing home instead of getting out two at the plate. Missed opportunity in the outfield where three players are right there. I mean, so close. So close, but Dunedin has tied it now. Your Gomez, you're just trying to strand that go-ahead run on first base.
It's been the story for the Mets. So close, but just cannot close it out. 0-1 pitch. In there for a called strike, and Gomez quickly ahead 0-2 on Perez. Two away now in the bottom of the seventh. The runner on first. 0-2 pitch. That one misses wide, and it's 1-2. Gomez will come set. 1-2 pitch. And that one just inside. The count evens up at 2-2. So now for Dunedin, the leading run standing at first base. This game has been tied 4-4. 2-2, and a chopper up the middle, and Barrow can't field it. It gets all the way into the outfield. Villavicencio now picks it up. It'll be runners on the corners with two away.
Another tough play, just a bad bounce. And the Mets, you know, just inches away multiple times this inning from getting out of it, getting that most important out. Barrow, that'll be a hit for sure, the 10th of the night for Dunedin, but man, some bad breaks this inning. Now you got the go-ahead run 90 feet away, and let's not forget, this is a game's late. Next out's going to send this game to the eighth inning. Mets do not want to be trailing that late into the game.
First pitch, too high, and it's 1-0. This one to De La Rose, who's 0-for-3 today. He's got two strikeouts and a ground out. Too low in the dirt. It's 2-0. Mets trying to at least come out of this inning tied up at 4, and now it looks like we're going to have a pause.
Yeah, this is must be, there's no rain. This must be lightning in the area. So the grounds crew leader is going to go out there and talk to base umpire Will Pascal. So the rain has ceased, but must be lightning in the area.
I did see a couple of lightning strikes further off in the distance down towards right field, but they were still far away. It seems like it's gotten a little bit closer now.
Yeah, I don't think the tarp's going to come on, though.
No rain.
No, they've got everybody looking at cell phones, radars. And, well, here we go. This is the first time this season into the seventh inning of game number 49 that there will be a weather delay for a St. Lucie Mets game. That's feels like a historic run.
Fans, there is inclement weather heading towards TD Ballpark.
The announcement being made now.
We ask that you exit your seats and safely seek shelter in the lower concourse.
So
we will provide updates when they are made available.
Expecting apparently more weather incoming. The Mets are remaining in the dugout, and so are the Blue Jays. Yuki De La Cruz just getting word from the Dunedin grounds crew, a front office member. So it doesn't look like anybody's packing up bags and heading for the locker room. That's always a good sign. So what we'll do now is we'll just bring down the broadcast. We'll alert you on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, when we are ready to resume play. But right now we're going to be in a weather delay for the first time this year. It's a 4-4 game, two outs, bottom seven. And the Blue Jays have the go-ahead run at third base with two outs.
pitchers stop coming and they don't stop coming. We're back.
Oh, well, we had a little bit of a long delay, about an hour, due to some inclement weather in the area, but weather has cleared and we've been given the okay to resume here shortly.
Yeah, they announced over the PA system a few minutes ago, 9:55 we could resume. Both teams have made their way back to their dugouts. The umpires at home plate. Juan Arnaud is throwing in the Mets bullpen. He's now in the dugout. Whenever he comes out, they'll treat it like the start of a half inning, throw the ball around a little bit, and we'll resume.
And you welcome you all back. Thank you for tuning in once again. Mets currently tied with the Blue Jays 4-4. And the Mets are now taking the field, so we should be getting ready to go here in just a few moments. Currently runners on the corners for the Mets in the bottom of the, for Dunedin, I should say, in the bottom of the seventh with two away and a 2-0 count to De La Rosa. So the Mets will have some work to do after the long delay to try and get out of the jam that they're in after giving up two in the bottom of the seventh to keep this game tied at four.
Yeah, you'll have the runner on third belonging to Nick Bautista. The runner at first belongs to Christopher Gomez, and the runner at the plate's going to belong to Juan Arnaud. This long delay has knocked Gomez out of the game. That's unfortunate for the Mets. He only faced one batter through seven pitches, so Mets already a little short on pitching these days. Just basically had to use a pitcher and lose him in a span of one batter. So we'll see how they can navigate these final couple of innings here today as they try to snap an eight-game losing streak.
Well, Arnaud, 1.93 ERA, 14 innings pitched, 10 walks and 22 strikeouts.
Now the big key for him is going to be to hit the mitt. He's going to inherit a runner on third. The last thing you want to do is send one to the backstop. That brings in the go-ahead run. Blue Jays had a 2-0 lead early, but the Mets erased that. 4-run third, but then Dunedin scored two in this inning. Some unfortunate plays and bounces for the Mets. Tied this thing up, and now the Mets just trying to escape the inning with the tie.
Third out of second was complete, and we are ready to go to get back underway. After a long delay, lightning in the area.
Yeah, it never rained during the break. And I don't think the lightning ever got as close as it was when we were playing.
Decided to pause the game, but we're back now. Node comes set. First pitch. Outside, and it's now 3-0. Remember, the count was originally 2-0 by the time the game was called. So sticking with that 2-0 count. The 3-0 pitch, and that is ball four. So it's a two-pitch walk from Arnaud, as they already had the 2-0 count inherited, and it will be the bases loaded with two outs in the bottom of the seventh.
Nowhere to put the leadoff man, Gene Joseph, who's already got a hit and a walk tonight. So
Joseph, 1-for-3 on the day, batting .255. He's looking to try and drive in the leading run for the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, Arnaud trying to pick up that last out. He'll get a fresh count now with Joseph, though. First pitch. Inside, and it's 1-0.
Well, last night's game ended, unfortunately, for the Mets. A walk to load the bases and a walk to push home the winning run in the 10th inning.
He's set. And the 1-0. And that one does not find the zone. I think we're going to get a challenge here by Hernandez. We will.
Arnaud initiated it. The umpire, I don't think, saw it. And then Hernandez asked for it, and they just won it.
And it's a strike. So the Mets still have another challenge left. They are 4-for-6.
Yeah, now Jose Mayorga, the manager, is going to come down and dispute this with Alan Bryan. Because of the request, this was not a late request. This is a request asked immediately by Arnaud, the pitcher, and the umpire didn't see it. And so then Hernandez, who's right there with an earshot, asked for it. So I understand Mayorga didn't like that it was was granted for Hernandez, but the fact of the matter is the pitcher's allowed to do it, and Arnaud did it immediately. They just didn't see it.
So now it's a 1-1 count with two away and a 4-4 tie in the bottom of the seventh with the bases loaded. And a 1-1 pitch. High fly ball deep into left field. And this is going to be caught at the warning track for the third and final out. Well, that one went a mile high. Some people here at the ballpark thought it might have been out, but it stays in, and the Mets escape the seventh, tied at four here at TD Ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel numbers.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly. Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Welcome back. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald with you here at TD Ballpark. Late into the night after a long delay. Well, Arnaud came in. He got the final out after walking the first batter and then a long fly ball into left field that was caught by Fañez.
Yeah, off the bat, a lot of people thought that was a grand slam.
It was a high fly ball, but it stayed in the ballpark. This pitch here. Outside 1-0 to Jesus Baez. The pitcher for the Blue Jays is Sanchez. 2.55 ERA for him on the season. And a ground ball. This one's fielded by Beltre. Throw to first is not in time. Went over the head of Perez. He tried to grab it off the top of his glove and couldn't. And Baez is on first safely.
Now immediately that ball ballooned out of the hand of Beltre. Big first baseman Perez just tried to use that bag to reach up, but off of his glove, that's going to be an error on the Blue Jays and Beltre. He was immediately rubbing his hands together after that play ended.
And a break for the Mets now with a runner on first and nobody out in this 4-4 ball game. First pitch to Hernandez is outside, and it's 1-0.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting to see which one of these teams comes out of this delay and is sharper. So far, it appeared to be the Mets.
1-0 pitch. That's outside, and it's 2-0.
And it took Arnaud a few pitches to find the strike zone, but he did it before he allowed the go-ahead run to score. And then Beltre, that might be it's probably a routine play he makes without having to sit in the clubhouse for over an hour.
This one is too far inside, and the count runs to 3-0 on Hernandez. Baez on first. Mets looking to try out runners in a runner in scoring position here in the top of the eighth. And a pickoff attempt over to first on Baez, but he's back in safely. Pitch. Inside, and it's called a strike. Just catches the outside corner. As I mentioned, too, that fly ball by Joseph, 38 degrees on the launch angle, so it was up there.
Too high.
3-1. And a line drive right to the second baseman. Throw to first. Not in time. It gets away. Baez is going to head to second. And he will dive. The throw gets away again. Baez is up. He's gonna hold and go back to second. Though a wild couple events there off a line drive. And Arnone made the catch. And then the throw to first went wild.
It should have been a line drive double play. The throw by the second baseman Arnold got away from the first baseman Perez. So he's going to get credit for the catch and then get dinged with an error. Throws it off the wall that allows Baez to go to second base. And Baez nearly went to third as the other throw went to left, but he held up, and I think that was the right decision.
He was a couple of steps off second, but then decided to stay. So now it's Jeffrey Rosa, which is in there for a called strike on the slider.
That's a tough break for Ronald Hernandez. You think about the top, bottom of the seventh, how many of those choppy, bouncing balls worked in the favor of the Blue Jays.
This pitch falls in, and it's another called strike, and this is down 0-2.
And then you got Ronald Hernandez stinging one at 96 miles per hour, and he nearly hits him double play. So it's just a baseball is sometimes.
And now a check swing didn't go. We're going to challenge, though. The pitch was called a ball.
Do they have any left?
I don't think they have any left. And that's what just came from the Mets dugout. But it's called a ball anyway after the challenge.
Yeah, the Mets were right on it.
We called a ball.
I think the umpire just signaled you got none left. That's one where, the umpire just, natural instincts just said, all right, challenge.
It has been a long delay, so. 1-2 inside, and it's 2-2.
I can imagine if that was a called strike and they rung him up.
That
Yuki would have had to come out, down, argue, and he probably would have had to get ejected.
We would have had some fireworks, but luckily it is a confirmed ball, so it's now 2-2. And that pitch is just outside.
Sanchez wanted that one badly. That's why you save those challenges for late in the game.
As they know now, no more.
Stuck one by the goalie there a moment ago, but that not going to get another one like that.
So it's a full count to Rosa. Baez on second. Takes a big hop. He's halfway out. Pitch on the way. And a chopper foul. Baez is taking some big leaps over there at second. And then Sanchez took a peek and held him. Madam, we've seen that before from Baez. Hopping around there on second and was able to eventually steal third off a wild throw. And check over on Baez, and he is back in safely.
Yeah, that's how the Mets won their most recent game. Baez dancing around at second in the eighth inning. Stole third, went home on the error by the catcher from Clearwater, Kaikudo. He was awfully close to trying that tactic again.
Payoff pitch. And that is in there for a called strike three. Rosa doesn't like it. He's going to challenge right away.
Mets have one left, right?
And it's going to be a confirmed called strike. So now the Mets are out of challenges. And it's a strikeout to Mercado.
Rosa was convinced as he was, de-strapping all his equipment right there at home plate to pick it all up and go back. It looked like a really good pitch to me from this point.
Mets now out of challenges. Rosa down on strikes. Pitch is too low, and it's 1-1, 1-0 to Colin Houck. Sanchez will come set. 1-0. And that one in there for a called strike.
Houck didn't like it, but no recourse. By the way, taking a look at the pitch view of where that strike three was on Rosa, it was almost center cut. You just can't use a challenge in that spot, even though that was an emotional challenge, not a heady one.
1-1 pitch is too low, and it's 2-1. And now out of challenges for the Mets,
and
especially in a 4-4 game.
And the Blue Jays, too, and neither of these teams like Allen Bryant's strike zone at all. Now they must live with it. The game on the line.
2-1 to Colin Houck. Fouls that one off out of the ballpark. 4-4 game here in the top of the eighth. Two outs and Mets have a runner on second, and Jesus Baez trying to take back the lead. 2-2 pitch. And a line drive into deep center field. This one's going back, and it is onto the warning track and off the wall. Baez will come in to score. Hauk is standing on second with an RBI double, and the Mets have taken a 5-4 lead.
That was an absolute rocket shot by Colin Hauk. Made it all the way to the front edge of the warning track on a line. Well, the leadoff error on Beltre comes back to bite. The Blue Jays should have been out of the inning. And that's, you know, you enter these long delays like that, something like that, you know, a defender goes cold, makes a difference.
That pitch is at the knees, a called strike this time to a Sterling Mercado.
Well, for Colin Hauk, that double number 9 on the season. He's had a good week here in Dunedin.
So one pitch, swing and a miss from Mercado, and it's 0-2. So the Mets have a 5-4 lead now in the top of the eighth after the long delay, and they still have a runner in scoring position on second with two outs. 0-2 pitch too far outside, and it's 1-2 to Mercado.
Hey, you think about the delay, and the Blue Jays had the runner on third with two outs looking to take the lead. They couldn't do it. Now the Mets go in front.
1-2 pitch. And that one's too low, and it's 2-2.
Say right now that delay has definitely helped the Mets, not the other way around.
They've come out locked in, ready to go. Dunedin struggling a little bit. 2-2 pitch rings him up on strike three, and Mercado is out on strike, so that'll end the inning, but not before Colin Houck's RBI double gives the Mets a 5-4 lead as we head to the home eighth.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
Welcome back to TD Ballpark. Mets leading over the Dunedin Blue Jays 5-4 after an RBI double from Colin Hauk. And now it's Arnaud back on the mound to try and keep the Mets out in front. Face off against Beltre to lead things off. Out comes set. Long pause. Now the first pitch is too high, and it's 1-0. Maybe late here at TD Ballpark, 10-12 Eastern local time, but some fans still hanging out here watching the end of this game. 1-0, and that's inside. It's 2-0. Arnaud threw a couple of balls to start off his last inning, but then was able to get a quick out. See if he can do it again here, this time with a clean inning. 2-0 pitch is outside, and it's 3-0 to Beltre. The Mets had limited the walks early in this game, but as of late, have walked a lot more batters than they would definitely like. 3-0 pitch. And that's in there for a called strike. Beltre thought he had ball four. With no more challenges, he'll have to live with it. Three-one. Swing and a miss there, and it's now a full count to Beltre.
This is not going to be easy. Mets have had to strand 11 base runners over the last five innings. Lost the two-run lead in the seventh, gained it back in the eighth. So it's a very similar type deal as the past 2 days. Mets right in it at the very end.
Payoff pitch. And this one's chopped foul into the Mets dugout. Nice snag by, was that Baez in the dugout?
It was.
Just kind of grabbed it and went right back to leaning over.
Been doing a lot of DHing these days, so stay ready in the dugout.
Payoff once more. And a line drive right field, but it's well fouled.
Pardo ran that one up to 97.
Still 3-2 with nobody out leading off here in the bottom of the eighth, and now Hernandez runs out to save a pitch clock violation.
Yeah, you'd hate to battle back from 3-0 with four straight strikes and then lose it on an automatic ball four. So this will count as a mound visit. Mets have been pretty savvy about this. I'd say more savvy than their opponents have been this season about the catcher sprinting out. I think that starts at the top. You know, a lot of these guys look up to Francisco Alvarez, who was in St. Lucie only 3 years ago. And he started to do that in New York, save pitch clock violations with that sprint out. That's Patchers of the last couple of years down here in St. Lucie have taken up that mantle.
Continue to do a good job. So still a full count here to Beltre. Here's the pitch. And it's chopped back foul again.
Keeps coming at him with the heater at 97. Sure right now that he trusts an off-speed pitch to get over the plate.
Every pitch in this at bat, this is going to be the ninth pitch of the sequence, right up there around 97-96.
He did violate it.
Now timeout. It's a pitch clock violation.
He did, and that pitch he got off was a strike, a slider on the corner, but that's the right call by the umpire. He was still standing there with no time left. Hernandez couldn't save him or didn't save him that time. Hernandez is walking off the field. I think he's got to be quick
fielder,
in the
shoot.
Looking over to the wrong end of the Mets dugout.
Well, the Mets got to hope that they somehow get out of this. That would be a real kick in the pants to see the tying run score on a pitch clock violation. I think it's a glove issue, it looks like. But catching all those 97-mile-per-hour fastballs there, it might have unloosened some of the threads.
Taking out a couple aces. Well, now runner on first with nobody out in the top of the eighth here. And, Adam, you said it. You hate to see that potential run come around and tie the game, but that's been one of the number one issues for the Mets this season is a couple of those, whether it's a automatic ball four, a wild pitch, drop third strike. There's been a couple of different things that have come back to haunt the Mets. So they're going to have to try and get three outs here and keep this run lead intact.
Again, this has been a game where they have stranded 12. They've kept unneeded 1 for 10 runners in scoring position. So that gives you hope that they can overcome a pitch clock violation ball 4 there.
Hernandez good to go, and now Aponte in the box for Dunedin. First pitch, swing and a miss. And Arnaud's head up 0-1.
When you start looking at Mets relievers, Arnaud maybe the best they have to offer, which is pure stuff.
0-1 pitch in the dirt, and Hernandez keeps it in front of him. Didn't know where it was, but finds it, and the runner will not advance.
Yeah. You keep it in front of yourself like that, you know, the base runner has to hold, even if you might not know where it is. Too risky for Beltre to try to take off this late in the game, given the stakes.
It's a 1-1 count to Aponte. Will come set. Here's his pitch. That one too low and just. And it's 2-1. trying to hold on to this 5-4 lead in the top of the at the bottom of the eighth after a long Lightning delay. 2-1. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. And it's 3-1. Arnaud's going to have to battle back again here. Behind in the count. 5-4 Mets lead. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. And this one's fouled straight back, and the count run full again.
He's got the extra 3 seconds on the pitch clock because there's a runner on base.
No come set. Payoff pitch. And a big swing and a miss for strike three. Arnaud comes through, and he's got the first out of the inning.
That was eye high to Aponte. He could not help himself. That's a big exhale for the moment for the Mets, because if he takes that, we're looking at first and second, nobody out.
And now Alexis Hernandez at the plate for Dunedin. 1-for-2 today. One away now with a runner on first. And a line drive into left field, but this one's going to be caught by Fañez. And Beltre will head back to first as he cannot advance.
That was a nice adjustment by Fañez. Ball was on him in a hurry, but he had to run in for it. That wind is really blowing out to right field now. It's a little different than it was to start this game and all series long. So those balls in left field aren't getting quite as far as they did earlier in the week. Nice adjustment by Fañez.
Christian Feliz, 2-for-3 for Dunedin today. Pitch is outside, gets away from Hernandez, and Beltre will advance to second base.
I think that's going to be a wild pitch. I mean, Rombo really had to reach out far for that, even though it hit his glove and not the ground. I would not classify that as a pass ball.
Now in this 5-4 game, with the Mets leading in a runner in scoring position for Dunedin, with just two away.
Yesterday, homered in the ninth to tie the game, and then walked in the tenth to win the game. This is probably the guy the Blue Jays want at the plate right now in this situation.
1-0, and that's in there for a called strike. It's 1-1.
98 miles per hour. That was a similar location to the pitch hit for a home run yesterday, but this one just breezes right by.
1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two.
At 98. Again, Arnaud's gassing this up.
Head in the count. 1-2 with the runner on second. Two away in the inning. Trying to hold on to the lead. Runner goes. Pitch is outside. Throw to third is not in time. So it'll be a 2-2 count with two away and a runner on third.
Arnaud so totally focused on Feliz, he didn't pay attention to Beltre, who swiped third. And I'll tell you what, Jake, Colin Houck backhanded stop in the dirt, preventing that ball from going down the line and this game being tied.
Big stop from Houck, and now Beltre takes a big lead off of third. And this one lined deep into right field. Is it going to be fair? No.
Goodness gracious. That ball was hit a ton on a hanging slider. That brought the Blue Jays crowd, what's left of it, in the dugout to life. Clearly foul, but holy smokes, that was almost as impressive as yesterday's actual home run by Feliz.
That ball was crushed. We had to lean out of the broadcast booth to even see it. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not.
Oh,
Mets thought they had it.
Yeah, the dugouts. Going crazy. Apocalyptic out there. Apoplectic. Not the apocalypse yet.
Things can get rowdy after a long delay.
I thought he went. I think the Blue Jays got away with one.
And the long fly ball that was just, it was well foul, and now a check swing that the Mets thought they had. Payoff pitch. And this one's fouled back.
Beltre keeps running down the third base line. Out fairly far away, trying to bait potential balk. Arnaud being disciplined.
And the 3-2 once more. Line drive, and that one's caught by Mercado for the final out. So the Mets get out of the inning, and they still lead 5-4 after 8 innings. We will head to the top of the ninth right after this.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back. Jake Ricker, Adam McDonald here with you at TD Ballpark, St. Lucie Mets and Dunedin Blue Jays in a close one. Mets lead it 5-4 as you get set to start the top of the ninth. Willie Fanyas will lead it off for St. Lucie. First pitch too far inside, and it's 1-0.
Well, things that lead you to believe this is the night for the Mets. The foul ball hit by Feliz, 398 feet beyond the right field foul pole.
Pitch is too low, and it's now 2-0 to Fanyas. So
it was a mile out of play, or a mile over the wall, but foul. The line drive, 108.5 miles per hour off the bat. If Mercado is a foot to the left or right, it's a hit in a tie game.
2-0 pitch, that's outside. It pops out of the glove of Duran, and it's 3-0.
Those are things that have been going against the Mets basically all season. Tonight, so far through 8 innings, it's gone the Mets' way.
Catching the brakes at the right times right now. The 3-0 to Fanyas. Inside, ball 4. And it's a leadoff walk for the Mets. And they've got the runner on first with nobody out.
Second baseman, number 3.
And the Mets, of course, I'm sure, would love to add some insurance runs here, only up by one. They've seen too many of their close game leads disappear on them. As of right now, up 1-3 outs away from ending that streak, but they'll bat first. First pitch too high, and it's 1-0 to Villavicencio. Now we're going to have a meeting on the mound for Dunedin. Villavicencio, 2-for-3 so far today. He's had a pretty good day. Had a triple, scored a run back in the third inning, a ground out in the fifth, and a single in the seventh. He's been 271 on the season right now. I'm trying to extend this Mets 5-4 lead here in the top of the ninth. Fanyas drew a walk to lead things off. That meeting is over. Villavicencio is back in. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way. And it's taken for ball 2. Sanchez having trouble finding the strike zone right now. 2-0 pitch. That one catches the knees for a called strike. And, you know, Vicencio wanted to challenge that pitch, but the Mets are out of challenges. He's not going to be able to do that. So it's a 2-1. And that one's too low. Now it's 3-1. And looking at the pitch view here on that called strike, looks like it did just catch the zone. So even if the Mets did have a challenge, looks like that would have stayed a strike. Check over on Fanyas. He's back in safely. A 3-1 count. Nobody out and a runner on first. Here's the pitch. And it's chopped right towards the second baseman. And now the throw to first in time for the double play. Arnold goes to Beltre. Then Beltre fires it over to Perez. And there's two away now in the top of the ninth.
A slight hesitation by Arnold whether he should take it himself to the bag or give it away to Beltre. He ended up making a quick enough decision to hand that ball off. So that's hopes of an insurance run ahead of the bottom of the ninth are now in danger of going by the wayside.
Diego Mosquera at the plate. First pitch is taken for ball one. Mosquera 0-for-2 today. He walked in the third and scored a run in that inning. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss there now, and it's 1-1. Two away now in the top of the ninth. Pitch on the way, and this one is fouled off. It's a 1-2 count to Mosquera.